It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Growing up in the 1980s in Mount Horeb, Jocelyn Jane Cox and her older brother Brad started on their journey to become competitive pairs figure skaters.
Their spark was sitting around the TV glued to the 1980 Winter Olympics in Lake Placid, New York.
The skaters leaped and spun in perfect unison, and Kitty and Peter Carruthers, they flew across the ice. Jocelyn remembers that moment well.
It did not go unnoticed by us that they were brother and sister. The next day, our mother consulted her trusty Yellow Pages and found out there were group lessons at an indoor rink called the Madison Ice Arena, about 20 minutes away.
6 years after that, her mother moved Jocelyn and Brad across the country to Delaware to train with an elite figure skating coach.
Jocelyn's new memoir draws on the strength and determination to wow audiences, and later in life, it captures more difficult moments of Jocelyn caring for her mother, who suffered from dementia, but also becoming a new mother herself. The book is called Motion Dazzle, a memoir of motherhood loss and skating on thin ice. Jocelyn, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much. This is a real honor to be on the program.
You skated competitively with your brother Brad for 11 years. What are your earliest memories lacing up your figure skates in Mount Horeb?
Good question. I first laced up my skates on my own driveway. My father froze it over with the garden hose. It was probably already icy, but he helped it along with the garden hose and the low temperatures in that time, pre-global warming, made a little, probably very bumpy, but excellent ice rink to just get started. From there was a little rink that was created by the town, and they froze over, I believe, what was a little league field on Garfield Avenue. It had a little warming hut, and it was this beautiful little rink in the middle of town outside. And that's really where we got started and skated for years before it became more formalized for us.
You call him a full throttle brother.
Yeah.
You know, he just takes it all head on. Did he bring you along with that? Did he help to make you braver? Because these jumps and these falls could, you know, do a lot of damage to the body.
Yeah. My brother came out of the womb with determination, I think. He brings a determination to everything that he does. This was not my personality type, yet I really admired him, and I wanted to be more like him. He was 5 years older, which when we're younger is quite an age span. You know, when you're 8 and 13, he's kind of in this whole other level of maturity and development. And so he was able to pick up a lot of the skating elements quicker than I was. And I don't know that I ever became quite brave enough for the activity of pair skating. And the miracle is that I kept going and that I did actually do what I did, because I was in a constant state of fear pretty much the entire time. What I preferred more was the performing side of things, not the getting tossed up in the air like salad or pizza dough.
Can you talk about your mom in this role of taking you all over Wisconsin and, you know, to other parts of the country for these competitions? And then in your first really big competition, you two do really well, and yet you get dead last. And she's kind of like, suck it up. Life isn't fair. What was she like as a mom, or as a skating mom?
Yeah, it's interesting you use the term skating mom, because I actually would not describe her in that way. She was more of a quiet manager, and she was sort of behind the scenes making it all happen. And, you know, I've grappled with this for many years, but I think my mom was in a tough spot because one of her children absolutely loved it, and one of her children was 50-50 on it. I would say I was a 50-50 split of loving it and hating it. Hmm. And one of her, her one child needed the other in order to complete his dream. And I was sort of, I admired him enough that I did want to keep going. So I think she was in a tough spot. She also wanted her children to have positive activities in their lives. Before skating, she signed us up for all kinds of activities, you know, whether it was tap dancing in Verona or computer classes. I don't even remember where those were, French classes in Madison. So she was someone who was going to keep her children occupied in what she considered to be a healthy way. Later in life, I asked her, how could you let me do this sport when you saw how often it hurt me? And by hurting me, I think I meant both physically and psychologically. And I don't think she knew she was quoting Nietzsche when she said, kind of jokingly and kind of seriously, that which does not kill you makes you stronger. Mm. And I actually think this is something she did believe to her core. And I also think it probably was pretty hard for her to see me getting hurt so often and see my brother trying to hold me up in the air and not always successfully.
Mm. And everything changes in the family dynamic when at age 12 and year 12, Brad 17, your parents get divorced. And it strikes me that your dad has been hustling so much in the background, you know, running a chiropractic clinic in Mount Horeb and having the hotel. How did the divorce affect you and affect your feelings about figure skating?
It affected me so much, mostly because it was a surprise. My parents did not fight that I saw. They did not fight in front of us. And I was absolutely shocked and surprised when my father told us that they would be getting divorced. And I, of course, like many children of divorce, assumed it was my fault or our fault because of the skating. When we, at age 14, moved away from Mount Horeb to Delaware in order to train with an elite Olympic coach, I think it was really two-pronged. It was, yes, to get elite training and to be around other pair skaters and ice dancers, but it was also, I think, a nice clean break for my mom to get a new start away from a small town and away from a place where my father did have those businesses and more people knew him. But I think in the end, it was a wonderful thing that she got away from there and for herself.
We're talking with Jocelyn Jane Cox, a former competitive pairs figure skater and a native of Mount Horeb. Her new memoir is called Motion Dazzle. As the memoir goes on, we learn your mother is diagnosed with dementia when she is 75. You have a baby. You are trying to help your mom navigate mental decline, and you're also trying to care for this infant. How did you decide to, how did you decide to include this aspect of your life in the memoir and how to write about your mom's ailments in this way?
Yes, actually, my mother was diagnosed with dementia before I was pregnant. And so I actually went through my pregnancy caring for her through the beginning stages of her decline, which ended up being quite precipitous. So it was through my pregnancy, it was through the moments of childbirth, it was through having a newborn. And I knew, so the plot of my story is that I follow, for the most part, the day of my son's first birthday party. And it was a DIY event or affair, and it was zebra themed. And on that day, my mother was in the hospital, but she had been in the hospital many, many times, and it had gotten to the point where we actually couldn't drop everything and go down and drive the 3 hours down from New York to Delaware to be with her. But by the end of that night, and this is not really a spoiler because it's, you know, sort of baked into the book, but she did pass away that same night. I sat there and I said, this day will always include joy and pain for me. It will always be his birthday and it will always be the day of her death. So I knew on some level, having been a writer for a very long time, I didn't know I was going to write a book that night, but I saw how the zebra really embodied those opposite emotions and those opposite states of mind. And not to mention that these people were experiencing opposite trajectories, in that he was in a state of ascension and she was in a state of decline for the entire year before that. So there's a lot of playing with the concept of opposition in the narrative.
Yeah, yeah. Zebras, stripes, confusing predators with their motion dazzle, and you carry that that thread through the book. And I really marvel how in caregiving you and Brad are able to divide up the duties. And the two of you have your specialties, it seems, and you really tag team on care in a way. And I wonder if that specializing at all was learned from your bonds of figure skating together.
I 100% believe that my brother and I have been a team for a very long time, and it has taken different permutations. So not only were we a team on the ice, but for many years we were coaching. We were a coaching team. And finally, yes, once it was time to give back to our mother what she had given to us over all those years, I feel so grateful that I had my brother to share that load with. And he could bring his sort of analytical abilities to the table to take over her finances, while I was perhaps a little more in charge of her medical care. But it was a tag team, and I just couldn't have been more appreciative of that help. And I didn't just have my brother. I had many close friends, and I had the help of my extremely supportive and loving husband, who also really adored my mother, and they had a beautiful relationship that was very genuine and full of love. The reality is that you cannot be all things to all people, and I think we all intellectually know that. But I think for me, for example, hosting that birthday party, even though I was going through a very dark time, while it was more labor or more work, it was something that brought me a lot of joy. And I wanted to have that fun DIY party because that fed me as a person. And my mother was an entertainer in that way. My mother was a tablescaper. My mother enjoyed putting on cute parties with themes. And I felt in a way that I was continuing her tradition, but also saying, today I need to be a mother. I'm not going to be a daughter today. And I actually can't do both. And has that given me some regret? Of course it has, because I was not there for my mother's death. But I think also people in the sandwich generation need to provide some forgiveness for themselves and go easy on themselves, because it is extremely difficult.
As we close, you've been writing now for years about your skating adventures. And at one point in the memoir, you say it's kind of like a form of therapy. How does writing feed you as a person?
There's something about memoir where you are sifting through your memories, and you're not just recounting them in a matter-of-fact, straightforward way. You are attempting, when you write memoir, to extract the meaning from these events that may be very complicated. And it's not that you alight on some kind of answer, but you are able, through the writing process, very often to find some peace with what happened. And I think that that process of writing this book, especially that first draft, and then the many iterations since, allowed me to think about my mother's life and allowed me to connect with the person she was before she got dementia. Because when we lose someone and they have memory loss at the end of their lives, it gets very messy and very sad. And they may not at all be acting the way that they were. My mother actually was opposite from how she was. So the act of writing this memoir gave me the opportunity to connect with my mom and who she had been my whole life, rather than focusing on those final and very difficult 2 years.
Jocelyn, thank you so much for this conversation. Thank you for the book.
Thank you so much for reading it and for having me on today.
Jocelyn Jane Cox is a former competitive figure skater and coach. Her book is called Motion Dazzle, a memoir of motherhood loss and skating on thin ice. She has upcoming book signings set for November in Madison and in her hometown of Mount Horeb.